And last week we were looking at how Jesus took our place on the cross.
那上个两个礼拜前呢，我们讲到耶稣怎么在十字架上取代了我们的位置。
He was dying in our place for our sins.
他为我们的罪，为我们死在十字架上。
But that's only half the truth of the cross.
但那只是十字架真理的一部分。
And it seems like just about every Christian understands this. This is how you get saved.
我想每个基督徒都明白这一部分，因为这是我们如何得救的一个道理。
But it seems like a lot of Christians are ignorant of this part of the cross.
但是很可惜的，很多基督徒对另外十字架另外一部分却是相当的无知。
And if you don't understand this, you can't live a holy life for God.
假如我们不晓得现在讲的这一部分，那我们就没有办法活出为神的一个圣洁的生活。
So we're going to look at this part of the cross today.
所以今天我们要看十字架的另外一部分。
Okay, and why does the cross of Christ have so much power to change our lives?
为什么十字架具有这么大的力量来改变我们的生命呢？
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们先到主的面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the cross.
天父，我们为你献上感谢，十字架的感谢。
Father, we really need your Holy Spirit to open the eyes of our understanding.
今天我们实在需要你的圣灵来打开我们对这个十字架的明了。
So we can grasp what you actually did to us when Jesus died on the cross.
好，让我们捕捉到当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，你做了什么在我们的身上。
So we ask that you would open our eyes this morning.
所以求主今天早上打开我们心灵的眼睛。
Make your word come alive.
让你的话语变成活生生的在我们的眼前。
Help us understand you not only saved us from the penalty of our sin.
帮助我们明了，你不但拯救我们脱离了罪的刑罚。
But you also died on the cross to save us from the power of sin in our daily life.
你也死在十字架上拯救我们脱离每日罪的权势。
Guide us into your truth now.
求主现在引领我们进入你的真理。
For Jesus' glory.
为了耶稣的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at a few things. Why can Jesus save every sinner from the penalty of their sins?
首先我们看看为什么耶稣能够拯救每个罪人脱离每个罪的刑罚。
How can Jesus dying on that cross 2,000 years ago?
耶稣怎么可能2000年以前死在十字架上？
Actually pay the price for all my sins.
确实付出了我所有罪的代价呢。
So that I don't have to go to hell when I die.
好让我死的时候不至于下到地狱去。
But I can know for sure without a doubt I'm going to go to heaven.
而且可以明白当我死的时候我一定可以去到天堂。
Because my sin problem has been taken care of.
因为我的罪的问题被解决了。
Why could Jesus do that?
那耶稣为什么做了这件事情呢？
Because of who Jesus is.
乃是因为耶稣基督是谁。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
Right? Jesus is the God-man.
耶稣是神人。
Okay, he's 100% God and 100% man.
他百分之百是神，也百分之百是人。
Now he had to become a man in order to die in our place.
他必须成为人的样式，来代替我们的位置去死。
But he also had to be God in order to rise from the dead, never to die again.
但是他也必须是百分之百的神，好使他从死里复活，而且不再死亡。
Jesus is unique in the history of the world.
所以耶稣在人类的历史当中是非常独特的。
Just as real a human being as you and I.
他跟你我一样都是确确实实的人。
But he's also Almighty God.
但是他也是全能的上帝。
Okay? Jesus is omniscient.
耶稣是无所不知的。
Okay? That means he knows every sin that everyone would ever commit.
那个意思就是说他明白每个人所可能犯下的每个罪。
When he was dying on the cross for the sins of the world,
当他在十字架上为世人的罪死的时候，
he knew every sin that he was taking.
他知道他所承载的每一个罪。
Because he's God.
因为他是上帝。
Okay. So Jesus could offer one sacrifice for sins forever.
所以耶稣可以献上一次永远的赎罪祭。
God could lay on him the iniquity of us all.
而上帝也可以使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
Remember, God been teaching this. We saw this a little last time.
上次我也讲过这个道理。
Right, Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
耶稣就是担负世人罪孽的羔羊。
Okay. Now your sin has to lie somewhere.
那我们的罪必须放在哪个地方？
Okay, it's either on you.
如果不是在你的身上。
Or God can take it off you and put it somewhere else.
要不然就是神从你身上拿起来放在其他的地方。
And when somebody sinned, the only thing they could do is bring a spotless lamb.
在旧约里，当一个人犯罪的时候呢，他能做的一件事情就是带一个 无玷污的羊羔。
And you had to confess your sin.
然后在羊的身上承认自己的罪。
And when you confessed it,
当你承认的时候
，God did a miracle.
神就做了一件奇迹。
He took the sin off you.
他把罪从你的身上拿走。
And put it on the lamb.
放到羔羊的身上。
See, that's why only God can save you.
这就是为什么只有上帝才能够拯救我们。
No human being can do this.
没有任何的人能够做这件事情。
You can't do this yourself to your own sin.
自己为自己的罪也不能这么做。
Buddha can't do this.
好，佛祖不能这么做。
Mohammed can't do this.
穆罕默德不能做。没有人可以做到。
Only God can do this miracle.
只有上帝可以做这件奇迹。
So the sinner was identified with the sin offering.
所以罪人跟这个罪的代价献祭，身份在认同。
Basically, he became one.
实际上，他们两个合一在一起。
And so that's what Jesus is doing. He's the spotless Lamb of God, but he's taking the sins of the whole world.
所以耶稣是上帝没有任何玷污的羔羊，他取代了世人的罪孽。
God laid on him all our sin.
上帝将我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
Jesus is also omnipotent.
耶稣除了无所不知，他也是无所不能的。
Okay, we can't fully comprehend omnipotence.
我们当然没有办法完全去理解什么是无所不能。
That just means he has all power.
很简单来说，就是他拥有所有的力量。
So he's powerful enough to literally bear every sin that everyone would ever commit.
所以他的大能足够在身上承担人类所犯的每一个罪。
He knows every sin.
他知道每一个罪。
And God is powerful enough to take every sin and literally put it on Jesus.
而上帝的能力大到可以把每个人的罪都放到耶稣的身上。
So on the cross, Jesus is paying the penalty not for his sin but for our sin.
所以耶稣在十字架上不是为了他自己的罪，而是为了我们的罪付出了他的刑罚的代价。
So the Bible says Jesus bare our sins in his own body on the tree.
所以圣经说耶稣被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。
Jesus tasted death for every man.
耶稣也为人人尝了死味。
You want to know how much Jesus suffered?
你要知道耶稣到底受了多少的苦吗？
Probably every one of us has experienced the death of a loved one.
我们当中每个人可能都经验到家中亲爱的一个人的过世。
Just imagine the pain that you went through.
只要想象自己在亲人过世的时候那个痛苦。
And now imagine Jesus tasting death, that much pain for every human being that would ever live.
而现在你假想耶稣，想想看耶稣为了每一个人尝了那个死亡的味道，是什么样的感觉？
The only reason he could do that was because he was God in human flesh.
他能够如此的承担，唯一的原因就是他是一个全能的上帝。
Okay, so that's part one.
所以那就是十字架的第一部分。
God was in Christ taking my place on the cross.
上帝在基督里取代我在十字架上的位置。
Paying the price for my sins.
替我所有的罪付上代价。
Okay. But once he paid the price, right, he shed the blood. And what does the blood do?
当耶稣付了代价流血之后，那这个血做了什么呢？
Right. It washes all the sin away. It's gone.
它洗净所有的罪孽。
The sin's gone.
所以罪已经解决了。
That's what God did on the cross.
神在十字架上就做了这件事情。
Your sin is not hidden somewhere to someday pop out.
我们的罪不是隐藏在某个地方，有一天会跳出来。
The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. It's gone.
圣经说，耶稣的血已经洗净了所有我们一切的罪，已经不见了。
Now you want to know what sin will do to you?
你想知道罪会在你身上造成什么后果吗？
Well, just look at what it did to Jesus on the cross.
你可以看看这个罪在十字架上，在耶稣身上做了什么。
When we take the Lord's Supper, we use the unleavened bread.
当我们遵守主餐的时候，我们使用无酵饼。
Right? Jesus said, "This is my body."
耶稣说，这是我的身体。
But this is his body on the cross, dying for our sins.
这就是他在十字架上的身体，为了我们的罪而死。
Right, he was crushed for our iniquities.
他为我们的罪孽被压伤。
Right, he was bruised for our sins.
为我们的罪而受苦。
He was pierced because of our sins.
也因我们的罪，他被刺透。
Right, then he was placed in the fire. He descended into hell.
然后他被放在火里，就是他下到地狱去。
He bore the full penalty of our sin.
他担负了我们罪的刑罚。
So this picture of his body, that's what it went through.
所以这个饼就象征他的身体，他所经历的一切。
And every time we partake the Lord's Supper,
我们每次领受主餐的时候，
and we're reminded this is His body.
他提醒我们，这个主餐的饼就是耶稣的身体。
And we're proclaiming His death.
我们宣告他的死。
But here's the thing, if I haven't accepted Christ's death for my sin,
但是问题就是，假如我还没有接受耶稣为了我的罪而死这件事情，
then this is a picture of me throughout all eternity.
那么这个身体的样式就是将来我在永恒中的样式。
This is what sin does to a human being if it's not taken care of.
假如人的罪问题没有解决的话，他将来的下场就是这样。
It's very important we understand how Jesus saves us from our sins.
所以我们要很明白的去了解耶稣怎么样救我们脱离了罪恶。
But now we're going to look at part two today.
那今天我们要看第二部分。
And Jesus took me to the cross with himself to be crucified with him.
耶稣将我带到十字架上与他一起钉死。
Okay. Now a lot of us don't realize that. We see Christ on the cross.
很多人不明白这一点哈，因为我们只看到耶稣在十字架上。
But we were in Christ.
但是圣经说我们在基督里。
See, you didn't realize that, huh?
所以我们不太明白这一点 okay. 对不对
So we're going to look at this us being in Christ
所以我们要看看我们怎么样在基督里与他一同上了十字架
okay. And we're going to look at these verses
我们要看这些经文
All right Right here And he does this to save me from the power of sin
那他这么做是为了拯救我脱离罪在我生命中的权势
To save me from the penalty of sin
他不但拯救我脱离罪的刑罚
This saves me from the power of sin in my daily life
他也拯救我脱离每日生活当中罪的权势
So all you young people struggling with hormones
所以所有在荷尔蒙上挣扎的年轻人
All you single people praying for your future spouse
而且为了将来的配偶在祷告的单身人士
This is life-changing once you understand it.
一旦你明白这个道理，它会改变你的人生。
Shows us how we overcome the power of sin.
它告诉我们
in a wrong way.
怎么胜过罪在我们生活当中的权势。
Ask this question.
我们要问一个问题。
Would God suffer so much for my sins?
上帝愿意为了我的罪受了那么多的苦。
And then not make do something to help me so I don't keep sinning?
难道他不会继续帮助我来胜过罪吗
Right. There's a lot of bad talk going around the church these days.
在教会里面有很多不好的谈话。
Oh, I'm only human. I'm going to sin every day.
有人会说，哎，我只不过是个人哈，我每天一定会犯罪的。
Whenever anybody says that, ask them one question.
所以当有人这么说的时候，你要问他一个问题。
Show me a Bible verse that says that's what's going to happen. You're going to sin every day.
好，你可不可以给我指出一节圣经，告诉你说你每天都会犯罪的
？If you read the Bible,
假如你读圣经的话
，you can't say that.
你没有办法这么说。
All right, but that's because we're ignorant of this side of the cross.
最主要是我们不明白十字架另外一部分的工作。
God would not go through all that suffering and then leave me to wallow in my sin.
神不会为我们受了那么多罪的苦上十字架上却不拯救我们脱离最终的这个痛苦
That's a difference between a sheep and a pig
这就是一个羊跟一个猪的不同
Right, we're sheep, right?
我们是羊
A sheep can fall into the mud
羊可以落在这个泥巴里
And get all dirty
全身弄得很脏
But he hates the mud, he's going to get cleaned up
但他很痛恨这个脏乱所以他会马上把这个洗干净
But a pig loves the mud
但是一只猪呢很喜欢这个泥巴
You clean him up, he's going right back to the mud again.
你把这个猪洗干净呢他又回到泥巴里去了
You are not a pig.
所以我们不是猪
God did not save you so you could keep wallowing in the mud of your sin the rest of your life.
所以神没有说拯救我们却容许我们继续活在这个罪的这个沉沦当中
You're a sheep.
我们是羊
You're not supposed to like the mud.
羊本身不喜欢泥巴
And that's what this side of the cross is all about.
所以十字架另外一部分的工作就是讲这个。
Now Romans 6, 6 and 8.
好，罗马书第六章六跟八节。
Knowing this.
他说知道。
Okay, you got to know this.
我们应该知道。
Our old man is crucified with him.
我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
We're in there.
我们在基督里。
That the body of sin might be destroyed.
使罪身灭绝。
And that Greek word destroyed
那个灭绝的希腊字
basically means to render entirely idle. Doesn't have power anymore.
它的意思就是说你要把罪的身呢好就它没有办法动那感觉。
And the reason is so that you won't any longer serve sin.
叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So what does he say?
God says, 所以保罗在这边说什么呢
Our old man is crucified with him.
上帝说我们的旧人已经与他一起钉了十字架。
And it's past tense.
而它是一个过去式。
It's something that happened.
就是已经发生的事。
So let me ask you, when did it happen? When were you crucified with him?
所以让我问你，这件事情什么时候发生的？你什么时候跟耶稣一起钉十字架？
crucified with him.
So when was he crucified? 耶稣什么时候被钉十字架？
Say it. 2,000 years ago.
两千年前。
Right. Talk to me or else I'm packing up and going home. Yeah. Right. So you died 2,000 years ago.
所以你在两千年前与耶稣一起死了。
In Christ.
在基督里。
You were crucified with him. You were there on the cross when he was on the cross.
当耶稣在十字架上走，你跟他同在，与他一同被钉死。
Okay. That's what God says.
这就是神的话所说明的。
Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him.
我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Past tense.
也是过去式。
We're dead with Christ.
我们与基督一起死了。
And because of that, I can live with him.
也因为与他同死，我可以与他同活。
This is one of my favorite verses.
这是我最喜欢的经文之一。
I am crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Okay, nevertheless, I live.
然而现在活着的。
I am a living sacrifice.
我是一个活着的祭物。
Yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
现在活的不再是我，而是基督在我里面活着。
And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
而且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子活。
Again, it's past tense. I am crucified.
所以他这边讲的也是过去式。
Doesn't say you have to crucify yourself.
不是说你要把自己给钉死。
In fact, you can't do that, can you?
实际上你自己也做不到。
Jesus said, "Take up your cross and follow me."
耶稣说你要背起你的十字架来跟从我。
Oh, I guess I got to crucify myself.
所以想说，哎呀，背起十字架，我得要把给自己给钉死吧。
But think about it. Okay, maybe you crucify. You put the nail through your feet.
好，假如你把自己钉死，把钉子钉到自己的脚。
Then you put the nail through the other hand.
好，把钉子钉到自己的手。
Now you're stuck.
现在又动弹不得。
You're half crucified.
你只是钉死一半。
You still got a hand that's going to get you in a lot of trouble.
你还是有一只手可以让自己制造很多麻烦。
And I think that describes a lot of Christians today.
所以我这样，这个也可以描写很多基督徒哈。
They don't understand the cross.
他们不太明白十字架的道理。
Everybody that heard Jesus say this,
每一个听到耶稣这么说的人，
his favorite saying was the saying of the cross.
他们最喜欢讲的东西就是他
的 Anyone wants to be my disciple, you got to take up your cross and follow me.
任何想要做我的门徒的人，必须抬起他的十字架来跟从我。
So what are a lot of Christians doing? They're carrying their cross.
所以基督徒怎么做呢？他们背自己的十字架。
That's not the purpose of a cross.
但是十字架的目的不是这样子。
Purpose of the cross is death.
十字架的目的是死亡。
You're supposed to die on that cross.
我们应该是在十字架上死去。
And God tells us that's exactly what He's done to us.
那神也告诉我们，在他话里面，他在我们身上做的就是这件事情，把我们跟耶稣一起钉在十字架上。
If you really believe in Jesus.
假如你真的相信耶稣。
How can Jesus take me to the cross to be crucified with Himself?
那耶稣怎么可以把我带到跟他一起去钉十字架呢？
How can I be in him
我怎么可能两千年前就在耶稣的里面？
Again, because of who Jesus really is.
再一次，由于耶稣他真的是谁？
For by him all things were created.
经经说万有都是靠他造的。
Everything in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible.
无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的。
All things were created by him and for him.
一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
This is God, and He created everything.
好，这就是上帝，他创造了万物。
You and I wouldn't be here today if He hadn't created us.
假如他没有创造我们，我们今天不可能在这里。
You got to know who Jesus is.
我们必须明白耶稣到底是谁。
Jesus is the Almighty Creator God.
他是全能的创造神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
圣经说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Why could Jesus take me to the cross with himself?
耶稣怎么可能把我跟他一起带上十字架呢？
Because of who he is.
因为他是谁？
Salvation is a supernatural work.
救恩是一个超自然的工作。
So is your sanctification this side of the cross.
十字架的这一面，我们的成圣也是一个超自然的工作。
Only God can do it.
只有上帝做得出来。
Okay, who is Jesus?
那耶稣到底是谁呢？
We thought Jesus is the one true creator God who holds all things together.
他是唯一真正的创造的神，将万有托住。
That's what he tells us in Colossians.
在哥罗西书里面这么说。
By him, by Jesus,
万有靠他，就是靠着耶稣。
All things consist.
而立。
And that means he's holding all things together.
换句话说，他把万有都托在一起。
He didn't just create us.
他不单只是创造了我们。
He's holding you together right now.
他现在也把你托住。
And if Jesus ever quit holding us together, boom, I'm gone.
假如耶稣现在停止把我们托住的话，我们就不见了。
Okay.And that's what it says. Jesus is upholding all things by the word of his power.
所以希伯来说，耶稣常用他的全能的命令托住万有。
So when Jesus was dying on the cross, because he was God in human flesh.
那耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，因为他是一个神，有了人的样式。
And because in him all things consist.
也因为在他里面，所有的东西都被托住。
Everything was on Christ when he was on the cross.
当他在十字架上的时候，万有也都在他的里面。
That's why he had to be both God and man.
所以他必须是神，也必须是人。
As man, he could die for our sins.
身为人，他可以为我们的罪死。
But as God, he can never die.
但是身为神，他不会死。
Everything begins and ends with Jesus.
万物以耶稣为始为终。
Right? Jesus said, "I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end."
耶稣说我是阿拉法，是欧米伽，是昔在、今在、以后全在的。
And there's a lot of other scriptures tell Jesus the beginning and the end.
好，有其他的经文也说明耶稣是初，他是终。
So everything begins with Jesus and everything ends with Jesus.
所以万物以耶稣为始，万物也以耶稣为终。
So when Jesus was on the cross, the beginning and the end was on Christ on the cross.
所以当耶稣在十字架的时候呢，万物的始与终也都在他的里面。
That means I was there, you were there.
换句话说，我在那里，你也在那里。
Because if Jesus as God had died, that would be it. There'd be nothing left today.
假如耶稣是神，是人死的话呢，那今天什么都没了。
Okay. For in Him we live and move and have our being.
圣经说，我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
In Him,
在他的里面。
We're in there.
我们在他的里面。
Okay, because.He is God Almighty, creator of everything.
因为他是全能的神，创造万物的神。
You've got to know how great Jesus is.
所以我们必须明白耶稣有多伟大。
Or you can't begin to comprehend these powerful life-changing truths.
要不然就没有办法去明了这个改变生命的真理。
Okay. Jesus is so great and so powerful.
耶稣那么伟大，那么全能。
That he can do with me whatever is necessary to save me from both the penalty and power of sin.
所以他可以做出任何可以拯救我脱离生命中罪的刑罚，还有罪的权势的必要的事情。
Okay. And because everything was in Christ, you know, Watchman Nee has a great illustration.
好，万物都在耶稣的里面。那尼托生有一个很有意思的这个比方。
Okay. How many of you here are descendants of Huang Di?
我们当中有多少人是皇帝的后裔
？Hand up.
Okay, I'm one of them. 皇帝的后裔。
Right, 皇帝。You know the history of China, right?
我们中国有的历史哈。
Right. Yeah, in the beginning of your history, Huang Di had a battle with Su Wu.
蚩尤哈。
蚩尤。
哎，中国历史的开始哈，皇帝跟蚩尤作战。
Okay, who won?
谁胜了呢
？Huang Di, right? This is very important.
皇帝胜了。
Now, what would have happened if Huang Di had died?
那假如说皇帝死了，后果会是什么呢
？Would you be here today？
我们今天会在这里吗
？No, not if you're a descendant of Huang Di, right？
啊，假如我们是皇帝的后裔，我们假如皇帝死了，打战打死了，我们今天就不在这里。
Now there would be no China today, no Chinese if Huang Di had died。
所以假如皇帝死了的话呢，就没有中国，也没有中国人。
So you see how all of China, all the Chinese were in Huang Di 6,000 years ago.
所以我们可以想象哈，所有的中国人都在皇帝里面，在几千年、六千年之前。
What happened to him affects you today.
皇帝身上所发生的事情就影响他的全部的后代。
Because of who Jesus is.
那因为耶稣他是谁
？If he had died 2,000 years ago,
假如两千年前他就死了的话
，None of us would be here today.
我们今天都不会在这里。
But we were in him when he was on the cross.
所以我们当他在十字架上的时候呢，我们就在他的里面。
And he allowed us to die with him.
他让我们跟他一起死
，so that we can live with him.
好，让我们跟他一起活。
Not only today, but forever.
不单单是现在，也是永远。
So let's look at the great things the Lord has done for us.
所以让我们看看主为我们做的大事。
Okay. First, we get conviction of sin.
首先我们知罪。
And notice, this is sin singular.
好，我这边讲的不是我们的罪行，而是我们的罪性。
Over here, Jesus was dealing with our sins.
在左边，耶稣处理我们的罪行，复数。
Okay. And we have a revelation of sin.
我们开始右边开始得到神对罪性的启示。
What's the difference between sins and sin?
那罪跟罪行之间的差别是什么呢
？Okay, sin is the sin nature that I'm born with.
我所讲的单数的罪是指我生下来就有的罪性。
I'm a sinner by nature.
我的本性就是一个罪人。
Okay, and it's a revelation of my sinful self.
它就启示出来我这个有罪的这个人的身。
Okay, I get a conviction that it's not just the bad things I've done that's a problem.
所以神让我知道，我不单单做了一些不好的事情，而是我这个人的本身里面有那个罪的性情。
I get a conviction from the revelation of God's word. There's something wrong with me.
好，神的话语向我启示说，我这个人本身就有些不对劲。
I'm all wrong.
好，我都是不好的。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
How many times would you have to commit murder to be a murderer?
你要谋杀人几次才是一个谋杀的人
？Just once, right?
一次就够了。
Okay. How many times would you have to lie to be a liar?
你要说谎几次才是一个说谎的人呢
？Put your hand up. Once, right? How many times would you have to steal to be a thief?
你要偷几次才是小偷呢
？All right. Now here's a hard question. How many times would you have to sin to be a sinner?
那我们要犯几次的罪才是一个罪人呢？
See, so my biggest problem isn't how many sins I've committed.
所以我最大的问题不是说我犯了多少的罪。
Now, the fewer you commit, the better.
当然，我们犯的罪越少是越好。
But I have a bigger problem.
但是我有一个更大的问题。
I'm a sinner before a holy God.
我在圣洁的上帝面前，我的本性就是一个罪人。
It's not just what I do that's wrong.
不是说我所做的事情有错，
还是错。There's something wrong with me.
而是我这个人本身。不对劲。
So Romans it says, "For I know that in me."
所以罗马书告诉我，我知道在我的里面。
That is in my flesh.
就在我的肉体当中。
Dwelleth no good thing.
没有良善。
Okay, now notice very clearly here.
好，我们要很清楚的看见。
It doesn't say my flesh is no good thing.
他这边没有说我的肉体是不好的。
Some Christians get this wrong idea that their flesh is wrong. Something
有些基督徒有个错误的观念，就是他们的身体不好。
And they'll whip themselves and they cause themselves to suffer.
所以他要处罚自己的身体，好，会打自己，好，抽自己。
Thinking they can be more holy if they torture themselves for God.
好像为了神来折磨自己的身体呢，才可以变得更圣洁。
There's nothing wrong with the flesh in itself.
好，就是我们的肉体本身没有什么问题。
Otherwise, Jesus could not have become flesh.
要不然，假如肉体本身不好的话呢？耶稣就不可能道成肉身
and dwelt among us.
好，住在我们中间。
Now the problem is there's something in my flesh.
这里讲说是在我的肉体之中，在我的肉体的里面。
That the Bible calls no good thing.
圣经叫做没有良善的。
Yeah, I shared once before I got this scar, like a tattoo.
我有次跟大家分享，就是我的手指头有一个这个伤疤。
Yeah, I think I was in third grade.
那时候我在三年级。
And I was, you know, I look at that pencil and I say, you know, I think I pushed that lead out of that wood pencil.
我那时候就拿一个铅笔哈，铅笔上有铅，我就把用铅来擦自己的手指头。
So I took another pencil and I pushed it on the lead part of that pencil.
所以我拿了另外一个铅笔呢，来戳这个我手指头里面的铅。
I admit I was not the brightest kid.
我承认我不够聪明哈。
And I pushed and pushed and then it slipped and it rammed it into my finger.
然后这个铅笔就溜走了，就插到我的手那个指头里面。
And the lead broke off in my finger.
那个上面的铅就进到我的指头里去。
Now, as you know, is lead good or bad for you?
所以我们晓得说铅对我们是好还是不好
？Lead's bad.
不好。
Right? That is no good thing in my flesh.
所以那就是在我的肉体当中一个不好的东西。
Couldn't get it out. My mother was so mad. She trying to get it out. Couldn't get it out. It was so deep.
我妈妈好生气哦，因为那个铅卡得很深啊，妈妈又把它拿出来都拿不出来。
But it left a little tattoo right there.
然后我的手上就有一个小小的这个记号。
Okay, so that's what we're saying. It's not your flesh is bad.
所以不是说我们的身体肉身不好。
But there's a sin nature in our flesh.
但是在我们的肉体当中有一个罪性，导致我们做不好的事情。
And that's the sin factor.
那就是所谓的这个罪的元素。
The Bible reveals that my real problem is not just what I have done, but what I am.
所以圣经启示我真正的问题不是说我做了什么错事，而是说我这个人本身有问题。
Simon Peter realized this.
西门彼得也明白这一点。
Remember the first miracle Peter sees Christ do.
彼得看到耶稣所做的第一个神迹。
They've been fishing all night, didn't catch anything.
他们整晚打鱼，没有抓到什么。
And then this is early morning. You don't go fish in the morning.
然后清晨的时候。
And Jesus told them, "Go put your nets out again."
耶稣叫他们把网再次下到海的另外一边。
And he puts his net, and they get a supernatural catch.
他就抓到了很多的鱼。
And he had to ask his partners, which were John and James, come over and help. And both boats were filled with fish.
然后他要叫他的伙伴哈，约翰跟这个雅各来帮忙，所以两个船都装满了鱼。
And Peter saw the miraculous power of Christ.
所以彼得在那一刻就看到耶稣那个奇迹，他身上发出的奇迹。
He falls on his knees in front of Jesus.
他马上跪在耶稣的脚前说。
And he says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord."
他说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
”Notice he doesn't say, "Because I've committed a lot of sins."
他再没有说：“哦，我犯了很多的过错。
”No, as he saw the glory of Christ's work.
当他看到耶稣奇妙的工作的荣耀的时候。
Peter realized there's something wrong with him.
彼得明白他里面有些地方不对。
He's a sinful man.
他是一个有罪的人。
Isaiah had a similar experience.
以赛亚也有类似的经验。
Right, he's in the temple of God and he sees the Lord high and lifted up.
他在圣殿里面看到主被高高的举起。
He sees the glory of God in the temple.
他在圣殿里看到上帝的荣耀。
And when he does, he says, "Woe is me, for I am undone."
所以就在那个时刻，他说：“祸哉，我灭亡了。”
For I have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
因为我眼见大君王，万军之耶和华。
See, he saw the glory of God's person.
所以他看到上帝荣耀的显现。
And he realized in the light of who God is, he's all wrong. He's a sinner.
所以那个时刻，他明白，在上帝荣耀的这个显现当中，他明白他是一个罪人。
And he was one of the most holy prophets we read about, Isaiah.
然而，当我们读以赛亚书的时候，我们发觉以赛亚却是一个最圣洁的先知。
But he confessed, "Woe is me, I am undone."
但他承认说：“祸哉，我灭亡了。”
See, we're talking here about repentance for the sinner I am.
所以我们知罪之后呢，我们悔改。知道清楚明白，我是一个有罪的人。
Here I'm convicted of the sins I've committed.
在第一部分，我们明白我们犯了过错。
But here I'm convicted of a sin. I'm a sinner.
但是在这一边，我们开始认知我里面那个罪性。
Okay. Now most of us want to think that what I've done is bad.
我们当中很多人会认为哈，虽然我做的不是很好。
But I myself, I'm still a pretty good person.
但我还是一个好人呢。
Especially me, right? I'm a preacher.
特别是我哈，我是一个传道人。
I'm glad you laughed. That means you don't buy that.
我很高兴你笑了哈，因为你不采，
But this
你不接受这一套。
This is a false, good self-image.
这是一个错误的自我形象。
We like to think we're angels.
我就是我们想自己是好像天使一样。
I just do bad things every now and then.
我只是偶尔做做坏事。
But really, I'm a very good person.
但事实上，我还是一个很好的人。
Yeah, ask my husband or wife.
好，就是问问你的配偶。
Yeah, how many days a week am I a good person?
None.
Well, next time I preach this, I'm not going to ask her. Yeah. We all have a problem, not just what we did, but what we are.
我们都有问题，好，不单是我们做的事情，而是我们人是什么样的人。
Okay. Take Job.
好，拿约伯做个比方。
Okay. He finally saw himself in light of a holy God.
他终于在上帝圣洁的光中看到自己是谁。
Okay. And Job cries out, "Behold, I'm vile. What shall I answer?"
然后他呼求说：“我是卑贱的，好，我怎么能回答上帝呢？”
God's own testimony was there was nobody more righteous.Than Job on the whole earth.
虽然上帝的见证说，全世界啊，没有一个人像约伯是那样的一个公义的人。
Right, Job is not about the salvation of somebody who commits a bunch of sins.
好，约伯记讲的不是一个犯了很多过错人的救恩。
Job is about the sanctification of one of the most godly men that ever lived.
而是讲到一个上帝认为全世界最公义的人，他成圣的过程。
Even though he wasn't committing many sins.
虽然他没有犯那么多的过错。
He had the same problem you and I have.
他跟你我一样，都还有一个同样的问题。
We're lost. We're sinners before a holy God.
就是我们都是失落的，在圣洁的神面前，我们都是有罪的人。
And he realizes I'm vile. What can I say?
所以他这边明白了，我是一个卑贱的哈，我可以说什么呢
？I've heard of thee by the ear, but now my eye sees thee.
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和芦灰中懊悔。
See, this is a unique spiritual experience.
所以这是一个非常独特的一个属灵的经历。
When you stop comparing yourselves with other people,
当你开始不把自己跟别人来比较的时候
Right? Because you can always pick out somebody who's really bad and say, I'm a lot better than them.
我们总可以挑选比我更坏的人，然后说，哎，我比他还好。
So God must really love me.
所以上帝一定还是爱我的。
And maybe he's not going to heaven, but I'm so much better than them, I'm sure I'm going to heaven.
或许这个人进不了天堂，但是我比他好，好，我一定可以上天堂的。
But what are you doing? You're comparing your works.
所以你做的是什么呢？你在比较自己跟别人的行为。
We all have the same problem before a holy God. We're sinners by nature.
但是我们在圣洁的面前会明白我们的本性是有罪的。
Something has to change inside us.
我的里面必须有所改变。
To make us acceptable to a holy God.
才能够被圣洁的上帝所接纳。
Have you received a divine revelation of your sinful, selfish self?
你是不是接受了神圣的启示，知道自己是一个自私、有罪的自我呢？
This is where you'll really start maturing as a Christian.
当我明白这一点的时候，我才可以真正朝成熟的基督徒的路上走去。
This is where the Holy Spirit really starts to separate you from the world.
这也是圣灵在这个时刻真正把你与这个世界分开。
When you repent of the sinner I am by nature.
当你悔改，我按照我的本性是个罪人的时候。
Okay. Now this is a progressive revelation throughout life.
那这个是一生一个进展，继续明白的过程。
We learn this from Paul.
我们从保罗学到这一点。
In 56 AD,
在纪元后56年
，Paul said, "I'm not meet to be called an apostle."
他说我不配称为使徒。
Right, the apostles were the leaders of the church.
那个时候使徒是教会的领袖们。
Right, but 5 years later,
但是五年之后。
He says, "I'm less than the least of all saints."
他说我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小。
Now he's kind of lowered himself here.
他现在把自己给放得越来越低下。
Every other Christian is better than me.
他说每一个其他的基督徒都比我好。
And then just 2 years later,
然后两年之后
he writes, "I am present tense. I am the chief of sinners."
他用现在时写说，在罪人当中我是个罪魁。
Okay.Nobody has ever sinned greater than Paul.
没有一个人比保罗犯下更严重的罪。
That's what the Bible said. He's the chief. He's the head.
所以你说他是一个罪魁。
He's the greatest sinner that there ever was.
他是最大的一个罪人。
That's what the Bible says.
圣经这么解释他。
Every now and then I'll meet somebody who says, you know, God can't save me. I've sinned too much.
有的时候我会碰到一个人说啊，上帝没有办法救我哈，因为我罪犯的太大了。
Or people say, you don't know what I've done.
也有人说啊，你不知道我做过什么坏事，耶稣绝对救不了我。
No, no. If God could save Paul, who was the chief of sinners, He can save you.
假如说保罗是罪人当中的罪魁都得救的话呢，那没有人不能得救。
Don't think you're such a big sinner.
所以也不要想自己那么的坏。
Paul was the chief of sinners.
因为保罗是罪魁。
You can be saved.
你可以得救。
He can save anybody.
上帝可以拯救每一个人。
But you've got to repent.
但是我们必须悔改，然后相信。
Okay, and that brings us to the next part, where on the first part we look at the blood.
好，现在就到下一步。
Right, the blood
就是钉十字架。
Right, the blood cleanses our sin.
好，血把我们的罪洁净。
But for self, what do you do with the sinful self?
但是我们人，我们怎么解决自己那个犯罪的自私的自我呢？
God only has one solution.
上帝只有一个解决方案。
You got to die.
你必须死。
What's the wages of sin?
罪的工价是什么？
Death.
就是死。
Yeah, what's the result of being a sinner?
那做罪人的结果是什么？
Sinners die.
也是死。
That's why, yeah, you know, how do you know everybody's going to die?
我们怎么知道每个人会死呢？
Because everybody's a sinner.
因为每个人是罪人。
Right? Why did Adam and Eve die?
为什么亚当夏娃死了？
Because they sinned.
因为他们犯了罪。
Right? And if we don't get rid of this sin nature, you and I are in trouble.
那假如我们没有办法解决我们的罪性的问题，那我们都有问题。
Right? So I got to know that I am crucified with Christ.
所以我必须知道我与耶稣一起钉在十字架上。
See? Now this is becoming clearer, right? The Bible said, yeah, you were in Christ.
所以这边越来越清楚哈，圣经说我们在基督里与他一同钉十字架。
Okay, I have to believe that.
我必须要相信这一点。
Now, so many people believe this. Yeah, I believe Jesus died for my sins.
很多人相信耶稣为我们的罪死了。
But a lot of people are just plain ignorant of this.
但是很多人对这一方面确实很无知。
Or for some reason they find it harder to believe.
或是他们觉得很难相信。
Okay, this is the only means God has for freeing us from the power of sin.
这是上帝使我们从罪的权势当中得自由唯一的途径。
So let's do anthropology 101.
首先来做一些人类学好。
A lot of you have seen this.
我们很多人已经看过这个。
You got to understand how God created you so you can understand what He's doing.
我们必须明白上帝怎么造我们，才来明白他做了什么。
God created man a soul, body, and spirit.
上帝造人是有灵魂体。
Okay, here's the soul.
这个图画表现的是人的魂。
That's the Greek word psyche.
就是希腊文的 psyche,
and we get our English word what?
英文就是从
from soul, psychology.
好，英文的 psychology 就来自 psyche, 讲的就是人的魂。
Okay. So God created man in His own image, in the image of God created He him.
好，上帝造自己的形象造人，造他的形象造男造女。
Male and female He created them.
他造男造女。
Okay. Now to create means you make something out of nothing that exists.
这里用的这是创造，就是从无生有。
Only God can do that. He created the human soul, male and female.
只有上帝能这么做哈，他造了男跟女的魂。
But then, now God formed man of the dust of the ground.
然后耶和华用地上的尘土造人，是那个造是另外一个字。
Let's see, watch him form man. There he is. Now, he did not form the soul.
他没有形成形塑人的魂。
He created the soul.
他创造了人的魂。
You're creating the image of God.
好，是按着神的形象造的。
But He formed your physical body.
但是他形塑人的身体。
From the dust.
从泥土当中。
Now you know how complicated your physical body is.
我们知道我们的身体是多么的复杂。
I don't see how anybody can study how complicated the human body is and not believe there has to be a creator.
我没有办法相信。当一个人研究人的身体是多么复杂的时候，却不愿意相信有一个创造主。
But let me tell you something.
但是让我告诉你一件事。
Your soul is even more complicated, more amazing than your physical body.
你的魂甚至比你所受造的身体更复杂。
Okay. In your physical body, you got 5 gates to the soul.
那在我们人的身体里面呢，我们有五个门可以通入到我们的魂。
Eye gate.
眼睛。
Nose gate.
鼻子
mouth gate,
嘴巴
hearing gate,
耳朵
and touch gate,
还有我们的触觉
okay, 5 senses,
好就五个知觉五个感官
but the Bible also makes it very clear you have these 5 senses in your soul also
但是圣经也 很清楚说明在我们的魂里面也有这五种感官
and now we know this from science
那现在我们从科学可以知道
because people who were clinically dead in a hospital
因为那些在医院里面就诊断上来说已经死亡的人
somehow miraculously came back to life
他们会很奇迹似的又复活
and they were able to describe things they heard and saw when they were clinically dead
他们可以描写当他们在医疗上证明是死亡的时候他们可以看见、
yeah.
他们可以听见
There's so many books now on near-death experiences
好现在就很多描写濒临死亡的经验的这些书
that many people that say they say we know there's life after death
很多人就说我们知道死后是有生命的、
okay. So your soul is eternal
所以我们的魂是永恒的
either going to spend eternity in heaven or hell
好它在永恒的去处如果不是天堂就是地狱
and the soul fits perfectly into the body just as a hand fits into the glove
我们的魂注入到我们的身体里面呢完整的配合就像手进入手套里面一样
yeah but just remember your soul is even a more amazing body than your physical body
但是要记得哈我们的魂比我们的身体肉身呢是更复杂
And then God tells us He breathed into His nostrils the breath of life.
然后上帝将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
And that word breath is pneuma, which we get our word spirit.
那个生气就是他的灵，就是一个气息。
It's the spirit that gives life, we're told in John.
约翰福音告诉我们，上帝的灵赐予人生命。
Okay. Now here's the tragedy of Adam's sin.
那亚当犯罪的时候呢，就是造成了一个悲剧。
They were body, soul, and spirit.
他们原来是灵魂体合一的。
It was possible for Adam and Eve not to sin.
所以他们不犯罪是可能的。
But they chose to.
但他们选择犯罪。
And that created that no good thing in their flesh called the sin nature.
所以在他们犯罪的时候呢，在他们肉体之中就产生了所谓的罪性。
See, that sin nature is like a cancer that grows in our human body.
那个罪性就好像一个癌的毒瘤在我们的身体里面发展。
Okay, and that's when it came into being, when Adam and Eve fell.
所以他们犯罪的时候呢，罪性就产生了。
And then because like all Chinese descended from Huangdi,
就像所有的中国人来自皇帝
Every one of us descended from Adam and Eve.
我们当中每一个人都来自亚当跟夏娃。
And we all inherited that fallen sin nature.
我们都继承了那个堕落的罪性。
Okay. So how does God set us free from our bondage to sin?
那上帝怎么使我们从罪的捆绑当中得自由呢？
By putting us to death.
就是将我们致死。
I was in Christ when He died on the cross.
当基督死在十字架当中呢，我也在他的里面。
Okay.In Christ, that term is used so many times in the Bible.
圣经上有很多次描写在基督里，在基督里。
Hopefully, every time you see that term in Christ, anybody who's in Christ is a new creature.
好，圣经也说好，若人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Okay, to be in Christ is life-changing.
好，在基督里可以带来生命的改变。
Jesus also comes to live in us through the Holy Spirit.
耶稣也借着圣灵来住在我们的里面。
I'm in Christ.
我在基督里。
But Christ also lives in me.
基督也住在我的里面。
Okay. Now, what is death according to the Bible?
那根据圣经，死亡指的是什么呢？
And this is very important.
这个非常重要。
You get your definitions of Bible words from the Bible.
我们对圣经话语的定义要来自圣经自己的解释。
And what does the Bible say death is?
圣经说所谓的死亡指的是什么？
Death is not annihilation of being.
死亡指的不是人完全的消灭。
Biblically, death is a separation.
按照圣经的定义，死亡指的是分开。
Physically, death is a separation of the inner man from the outer man, the soul from the body.
好，身体的死亡指的是里面的人，你的灵魂跟外面的人，你的身体分开。
That's when the body dies.
就是身体死的时候。
When your soul leaves.
你的灵魂离开的时候。
You know, if you live in third world countries or you've been around people when they were dying.
假如你活在第三世界，或是看到当人将要死亡的时候
，You know the people know. Wow, they're getting ready to go. Their spirits leaving.
好，在旁边人会说：“哎呦，他预备走了，因为他的灵魂要离开他的身体了。”
We miss that today.
那今天我们很少看到这个。
Because we put dying people on so many drugs.
因为我们把死人吃很多的药物。
We have a tough time distinguishing when the soul actually leaves the body.
我们很难分辨到底什么时候这个人的灵魂离开了他的身体。
I've seen people die, and I know you can tell when the soul is leaving the body.
好，我看过人在死亡的过程当中，我也看得出来他的灵魂什么时候离开他的身体。
So when Christ comes into our hearts, He baptizes us with the Holy Spirit.
所以当基督进入我们心中的时候呢，他用圣灵施洗我们。
Right? Jesus said He would send another Comforter, the Holy Spirit.
耶稣说他会差遣一位安慰者，就是圣灵。
And He baptizes us with the Holy Spirit.
而且他用圣灵为我们施洗。
Right? What does baptize mean?
那施洗的意思是什么呢？
To immerse, right?
就是沉浸在他的里面。
So watch this now. God immerses your soul with the Holy Spirit.
所以上帝使我们的魂被圣灵所施洗。
All right. So you are no longer in the flesh, now you're in the spirit.
所以我们现在不再在肉体当中，而是在圣灵当中。
That's a baptism with the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的洗。
God places your soul in the spirit.
上帝把我们的灵魂放在他的圣灵的里面。
See, your soul is the real you.
我们的灵魂才是我们的真正的自己。
Your physical body is just the house you live in.
我们的身体只是我们住的一个房子。
And now somehow God has separated your soul from the sin nature.
所以现在上帝把你的灵魂跟你的罪性分开了。
When Christ baptizes us with the Holy Spirit, He enables us to die to sin yet live for Him.
所以当基督用圣灵施浸我们的时候呢，他使我们能够向罪死，向他活。
So watch what the Holy Spirit does again.
好，所以再次看看圣灵做什么。
He totally separates your soul from that sin nature.
他把你的灵魂跟你肉体里面的罪性分开。
Only God can do that.
只有上帝可以这么做。
Now the Christian who has been baptized with the Holy Spirit,
那被圣灵施浸的基督徒呢
is no longer in the flesh but in the spirit.
不再在肉体中，而是在灵中。
So this is how the spiritual world would see a Christian.
所以这就是灵界怎么看一个基督徒。
The soul is literally in the spirit.
我们的灵魂哈，事实上呢是在他的圣灵的里面。
And that's why the Bible says a believer in Christ is no longer in the flesh, but now you're in the spirit.
这就是为什么圣经说信耶稣的人，他不再在肉体当中，而是在圣灵当中。
Right, you still live in the body.
我们虽然仍然活在身体里面。
But you're separated from that sin nature now.
但是我们现在与那个罪性分开了。
And that's the definition in the Bible of death.
所以这也就是圣经所谓的死亡的定义。
A true Christian has died. To the flesh.
好，一个真正的基督徒已经向他的肉体死了。
You were crucified with Christ.
你耶稣一起被钉在十字架上。
I'm freed from the bondage to my sin nature.
所以我从肉体罪性的捆绑当中得了自由。
These truths are just as clear and real as these truths.
所以这方面的真理跟那一方面真理呢是同样真实的。
The Holy Spirit circumcises our body of flesh from our soul.
圣灵将我们肉体的情欲跟魂切割开来。
So another term for that baptism is circumcision.
所以那个敬礼的另外一个名词呢，就是割礼。
And circumcision just means to put off flesh.
好，割礼的意思就是把肉体切开。
Bible tells us, in Christ ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands.
所以圣经说，你们在他里面也是受了不是人手所行的割礼。
And what did the circumcision do?
那这个割礼做了什么呢？
Put off the body of the sins of the flesh.
乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
By the circumcision of Christ.
啊，基督使我们做的。
Okay. So the believer who's been baptized in the Holy Spirit has literally died.
所以在圣灵里受浸的基督徒呢，确实是死了。
Their soul has been separated from the flesh.
他们的魂跟他们的肉体是分开了。
Okay.That's the biblical revelation of death, separation.
这就是圣经对死亡的启示哈，魂或灵与身体分开。
So this baptism and circumcision with the Holy Spirit makes us a new creature in Christ.
所以圣灵的施浸和割礼呢，使我们成为在基督里新造的人。
There you go. It's one more time. It's such a simple but powerful truth.
好，这个非常简单，但是却带着大有能力的这个真理。
When God says you died,
当上帝说你死了
，and your life is hid with Christ in God,
你的生命隐藏在基督里，在上帝的里面。
That's a literal spiritual truth. You have really died.
那确实就是一个真实的属灵的真理，你确实已经死了。
Your soul's been separated from its bondage to the flesh.
他讲的就是你的灵魂跟你肉体情欲的捆绑分开了。
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed.
罗马书六章六节，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝。
Okay.Henceforth, we should not serve sin.
叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
And so, what you got to do now is believe.
所以你现在必须做的就是相信。
Okay, believe God.
相信神。
Believe what He said.
相信他说的话。
Here in Romans 6, it uses the term reckon.
在罗马第六书第六章用算这个字来表明。
It says likewise, reckon ye yourselves dead indeed to sin.
他这样你们向罪也当看或是算自己是死的。
Similar to the word believe, believe that you're also dead unto sin.
好，他与相信这个字也非常类似哈，相信你自己是死了。
But reckon's a strong word.
但是算或是看是一个非常强烈的字眼。
Because reckon has to do with bookkeeping.
因为算这个字呢跟记账是有关系的。
Has to do with arithmetic.
跟数学有关系。
It's one of the few things we can do with utter certainty.
它是很少我们可以很确实知道会发生的事情。
So why does the Bible tell us reckon yourself dead to sin?
所以为什么圣经告诉我们要算自己向罪是死的呢？
Okay, here's the answer.
这边是他的答案。
Because we are dead.
因为我们已经与基督同死。
You can only reckon on something that's a fact.
你只能算一件事情是它已经是一个事实。
This is not a fantasy or something that's made up, and he's asking you to believe some fantasy.
这不是一个虚幻的，或是我们捏造出来一个事情要去相信。
This is a spiritual reality, as real as the cleansing of your sin.
它是一个属灵的实际哈，跟我们罪得洁净一样的真实。
And if you've been scripturally baptized, you went through this.
好，假如我们按照圣经的方式被施洗的话呢，我们就已经经历了这一切。
You died with Christ.
我们已经与基督同死。
See that white robe?
你看到那个白袍
？Who's inside the white robe？
谁在白袍里面呢
？You are right. You put the white robe on.
就是你。
The white robe symbolizes who？
白袍象征什么呢
？Jesus, right？
象征耶稣的公义。
And when you're baptized and you put that white robe on, we're telling the whole world, here's a new creature in Christ.
所以当你穿上白袍的时候，你向世人宣告，我在基督里是一个新造的人。
And when you get baptized, you go down into the water, under the water.
所以当你受洗的时候，你进到水的下面。
Why? You're buried with Christ.
因为你与耶稣一同埋葬。
You died with Christ.
与耶稣一同死了。
Okay? That's the testimony you gave when you were baptized.
就当你受洗的时候呢，你给了这个见证。
It's no longer I that live, but now Christ that lives in me.
现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
But praise God, you're also risen with Christ.
但赞美神哈，你同时与耶稣一同复活。
To walk in the power of the Holy Spirit now.
现在行在圣灵的大能当中。
See, instead of the flesh and the sin nature controlling your soul.
所以现在不再是你的情欲、你的肉体来控制你的灵魂。
Jesus.The Holy Spirit is controlling your soul.
而是耶稣圣灵现在在掌管你的灵魂。
Abraham's an example of faith.
所以亚伯拉罕是我们信心的榜样。
It's simple.
非常简单。
Abraham believed God.
亚伯拉罕信神。
What did it say? He was fully persuaded that what God had promised he was able to perform.
他满心相信神所应许的必能所做成。
That's when we say believe, just believe what God is telling you.
所以我们所谓的相信就是相信上帝所告诉你的话。
A young man here in the front row.
好，前面的这位年轻人。
What's your name?
你什么名字？
No, it's not. What made you think your name's Jackson? Where are you from? Do you realize what you're doing when you refuse to believe what God says in His Word?
你知道当你拒绝相信上帝所说的话的时候的后果是什么吗
？It's as embarrassing when you say I'm Ray.
是很难堪的哈。比如说我说我叫瑞明。
And you say I don't believe that.
说哦我不相信。
When God tells you you're dead, you were crucified with Christ.
所以当上帝告诉你死了哈，你跟耶稣一起钉在十字架上的时候
，Do you believe it?
你相信吗
？Or are you making God out to be an idiot and telling him I don't believe that God?
还是你说上帝啊，你是个白痴，我根本不相信你说的话。
That's why you got to believe what he tells you in his word.
所以假如上帝的话这么告诉你，你要相信。
And then step, you appropriate what you believe.
下一个就是你要应用你所相信的。
So you believe, you know it's a fact.
你相信这是一个事实。
When you appropriate it, you make that fact your experience.
所以当你应用之后呢，你使这个事实成为你生命当中的一个经历。
So don't yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness.
所以不要将自己的肢体献给罪，做不义的器具。
But yield yourselves unto God as those alive from the dead.
倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神。
Appropriate means yield to these truths. Take these truths and make them your daily experience.
所以这个应用就是说，你要降服给这些真理，让这些真理成为你每日生活的经验。
Thank God for the great things He's done for you.
要感谢上帝他所为你成就的大事。
One of my favorite books, The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee.
我最喜欢的一本书就是尼托森写的《正常的基督徒生活》。
He describes the day he finally appropriated his death in Christ.
他描写有一天他终于应用上了他在基督里与基督同死的这个真理。
We'll just read it for you.
我读给大家听。
And you'll find an experience like this in almost every great Christian.
那很多伟大的基督徒他们都有类似的经验。
He says, I remember one morning.
他说我记得有一天早上。
I can never forget.
我绝对忘不了。
I was upstairs sitting at my desk.
我在楼上坐在自己的书桌前面。
And I prayed, Lord, open my eyes.
我祷告说主啊求你打开我的眼睛。
And then he said, he was reading in Romans again. He said, all of a sudden he saw it.
他读的罗马书忽然之间他看见了。
He realized my death was something past. It had already happened.
他明白说他的死亡是过去式已经发生了。
He said,I'm dead.
他说我死了。
And I died in him when he was crucified.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候呢，我跟他一起死了。
And he said he jumped up from his chair.
他说他从椅子上跳起来。
And he just started saying, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, I'm dead."
他说赞美神，赞美神哈，我死了。
And he was so excited, he ran downstairs.
他非常的兴奋，就赶快跑到楼下。
One of his friends there was preparing breakfast.
他一个朋友在预备早餐。
And he runs up to him and says, "I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead. Praise God."
他跑去跟朋友抓着他说，我死了，我死了，感谢神。
And his friend said, "Why? What do you mean? What are you saying?"
他朋友说你死了，你死了什么意思啊
？Yeah, and of course his friend looked puzzled.
好，他朋友看起来一脸迷雾。
But you see, that was the moment. Now, it wasn't just something he knew intellectually.
所以在那个时刻，不单单就只是他脑筋里知道的一件事情。
But the Holy Spirit opened the eyes of his understanding.
而是圣灵打开了他这个属灵的看见。
And what he knew God's word said.
他明白上帝的话语说的是什么。
And that moment became real, a real experience.
但是在那一刻，成为他真正的一个经历。
Another man, just as famous, I shared about him before.
另外一个同样有名的人，我以前提过他。
George Mueller,
就是乔治穆勒。
Changed England.
他改变了英国。
Okay, and somebody asked them to explain, you know, how he was able to do so much for God.
有一个人要他解释哈，为什么他可以为上帝做这么多的事情。
George Mueller said, "There was a day when I died."
乔治穆说有一天、啊、我死了
utterly died
完全死了
I died to George Mueller
我向着乔治穆勒死了
to his opinions
向他自己的意见死了
to his tastes
向他自己的嗜好死了
and to his will
向他自己的意志死了
I died to the world and its approval
我向世界死了而且向世界的承诺世界对我的允许死了
and since then I've studied to show myself approved only unto God
从那个时刻开始好我就是自己研读在神面前做一个真正被神所验证的人
That's why George Mueller could change the history of England
这就是为什么乔治穆勒可以改变英国的历史
Because there was a day when he died
因为有一天他确实向自己完全死了
He understood this truth
他明白了这个真理
Most people believe that Watchman Nee was sovereignly used by God to prepare China for when the church would be shut down
很多人相信哈这个尼拓森是特别神所预备他为了教以后来中国政府把所有的教会给关闭的那段时刻
Because he started the house church movement.
因为他开始了家庭教会的运动
It was a day when Watchman Nee died.
那尼拓森也经历了他死的那一天
And God was able to use him far above anything he could have thought or imagined.
而且神就很超然地使用了他
Are you serving God the way you want to serve God?
那我们现在服侍神是按照自己的想法去服侍神呢
Or have you died?
还是我们已经死了
And you just want to know what God wants you to do and to do it.
而且你死了时候你就是想说神啊你要我做什么我就去做
You just have to have faith in what God says in his word.
我们必须相信上帝在他的话语当中所说的话
Don't just try and reform the old ways, the old man.
不要只改造自己的旧人
You have to be born again.
好，要重生。
You have to know you were crucified with Christ.
要明白我们与基督一同钉十字架。
And once you appropriate it, you will be delivered.
好，一旦我们应用之后呢，我们就得到了释放。
You'll be free.
我们就自由了。
The sin factory will be put out of business.
好，这个罪的工厂呢就停工了。
You don't want to spend 24/7 just confessing your sins.
我们不希望一天二十四小时呢都在承认自己的罪过。
And Jesus didn't die on the cross so you could spend the rest of your life just confessing sins.
好，耶稣死在十字架上，不是让你一天二十四小时就在他面前承认你的罪过。
Jesus took care of the sin factory.
耶稣已经解决了罪的工厂的问题。
He takes care of the sins.
他解决了罪的问题。
But he also shuts down the sin factory.
他也把罪恶工厂给关闭了。
If you would believe it.
假如你愿意相信的话。
But now being made free from sin, we become servants of God.
好，他说你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆。
For the wages of sin is death.
好，罪的工价乃是死。
But the free gift of God is eternal life.
但神的恩赐就是永生。
It's a gift.
这是神的恩赐。
Deliverance from sin is a supernatural work of God in us.
好，说从罪中得释放是上帝超自然的工作。
Okay, the law of sin in my flesh holds me captive.
我肉体中罪的律将我俘虏。
Now Paul has a powerful illustration that we'll close with.
好，保罗一个很有力的说明，我们用这个来结束。
Where he reveals his struggle with his sin nature.
他显露出他在里面，他跟他罪性的挣扎。
But he also reveals the miraculous way of being set free.
他同时也显明他怎么很奇迹似的从其中得到释放。
Okay, in Romans 7:23-4
在罗马书七章二十三、二十四节
said there's a law in my members
他说在我的肉体当中有一个律
that brings me captive to the law of sin and death
他捆绑我向着罪的律要降服给他
right he was captive he was put in chains
他被捆绑好有这个锁链
some of you have seen I bring my chains every now and then and show them off
我偶尔会把我的锁链带来好来献给大家看、yeah.
I don't wear them anymore. I've been set free. Hallelujah.
但是我已经不再戴锁链了，因为我从中得到释放，得自由了。
I carry them around just for sermon illustration purposes.
我只用这个来做讲道的比方。
He said, "Oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?"
保罗说：“我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？”
In this day, in this time, they used to One of the ways they used to punish criminals that got the death sentence.
在保罗那个时代，他们惩罚这个死刑犯的一个方法是
was they would literally chain you to a dead body.
他们会把你跟一个死的身体啊捆在一起。
I mean, they would chain you face to face.
跟那个死人啊，死人面对面，好，胃对着胃，脸对着脸。
Wow, these chains are heavy.
啊，就是这个锁链非常重。
Sometimes you forget how much Jesus has saved you from, and you forget how heavy the chain.
有的时候我们会忘记哈，耶稣拯救我们脱离多么大的罪恶，这个捆锁多么的重。
Different kinds of chains, some are prettier.
有些这个锁链比较好看一点。
Some of us, we got our gold chains. We really love to show off our gold chains. Hey, we love to show off our chains, some of us. We don't see them as a bondage.
有时候我们很喜欢展示自己的黄金项链，哈，我们不觉得这是一个捆绑。
I used to be really chained, man. I was a slave.
我以前真的受很大的捆绑，好像觉得自己是一个奴隶。
Some chains are heavier than others.
有些这个锁链比其他的更重。
Stronger than others.
也更强固。
You know, but at some point, you just can't get away anymore.
就到了一个地步，你觉得自己脱不了了。
Right? If when I first started, I might have been able to break that habit.
好，或许我犯罪一开始，我可以，打碎这个习惯。
But you know, the longer you go on in sin and those habits and not coming to Christ.
但是越来越习惯犯罪，不来到耶稣面前的话。
Wow, pretty soon you're affecting your posture.
很快你就觉得你的这个体型啊都受到感染，受到影响。
Paul, there's only one answer to the chains.
那保罗对这个捆锁，他只有一个解决的办法。
And his answer is very simple.
他的答案非常的简单。保罗说好，靠着基督好，就可以解决了，可以解决所有的捆绑了。
Yeah. The only solution was praise God for what He's done for you in Christ.
他的解决办法，他的答案就是说要赞美神在基督里为我们做了什么。
This is the only way you can be set free.
这是我们唯一可以得到释放的办法。
Praise God for what He's already done for you.
好，赞美上帝，他已经为我们成就了什么。
Your freedom was accomplished.
你的自由已经完成了，不是一个你要去赢得或赚得的事情。他已经胜过了，他把你带到十字架上。我做基督徒已经三十年了，当然我现在比三十年前更好一点。但想想看，假如你不住在基督里的话是怎么回事呢？
He's still messed up.
他还是乱七八糟。
Remember, the sin nature is not annihilated.
你要记得哈，罪性不是被消灭。
I live in this body.
我活在肉体当中。
But the sin nature doesn't control me anymore.
但是现在罪性不再控制我。
I've dropped the chains.
好，我把我的锁链给脱下。
Praise God.
但是赞美神。
He says, someday we're going to see him.
我有一天我们要见他的面。
And when we see him.
我们看他的时候，
We shall be just like he is.
我们就要与他一样。
Then I'll have no more sin nature.
那个时候我就不再有任何的罪性。
And at that point, it will be impossible for me to ever sin again.
在那个时刻，我犯罪就绝对不再可能了。
Adam and Eve, it was possible for them not to sin.
亚当夏娃有可能不犯罪的。
After they sinned,
但是在他们犯罪之后，
now it became impossible not to sin.
就变成犯罪是绝对可能的。
Now when you and I are born,
当你跟我生下来的时候，
we inherit Adam's sinful nature.
我们继承了亚当他的罪性。
It's impossible for us not to sin.
所以我们不犯罪是不可能的。
I'm a sinner by nature.
因为我的本性就是一个罪人。
But once I get saved,
但一旦我得救了，
my guilt is gone.
好，我的罪解决了。好，我所犯过的过错，但是那个罪的工厂，制造罪的工厂呢，也不再能够做工了。所以我不用再去服侍罪恶。
That's what Jesus said. And now, it's once again possible for me not to sin.
所以现在我再一次可能有不犯罪的可能。
When you sin, it's because you made a bad decision.
好，当我们犯罪的时候呢，是我们做了一个很不好的决定。
If you're a Christian, it's not because you had to sin.
好，身为基督徒，不是因为说你必须，你不得不犯罪。
At some point, you didn't believe God.
而是你不相信上帝。
Right, and that's why we start becoming holier and holier the longer we're a Christian.
这就是为什么我们做基督徒越来越久的时候呢，可以越来越圣洁。
But remember, that truth is only true in Christ.
但是这个真理是在基督里才成立。
Until we get our glorified body.
直到我们得到一个 改变的荣耀的身体。
When he comes back for us.
当耶稣再一次我们回来的时候。
I hope you all study these notes more, because this is one of the most powerful truths.
这些讲义带回家呢，我希望你再多去研读哈。对我来说，这是一个非常重要又非常带的力量的真理。
So let's close in prayer.
好，让我们祷告来结束。
Oh Heavenly Father, how can we say more than Paul said?
天父啊，我们所说的话不能再越过保罗所说的。
Oh wretched man that I am, who will set me free from this body of sin and death?
他说我这个可怜虫啊，谁能够拯救我脱离这必死的身体呢？
And we have the only answer.
我们有唯一的答案。
The same answer Paul had.
就是保罗已经有的答案。
Praise God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
赞美神，借着我们的主耶稣基督就可以得胜了。
Father, thank you for sending Jesus to die for my sins.
天父，我们感谢你差遣耶稣为了我的罪行而死。
Cleansing me from all the guilt of every sin I'd ever commit.
也解决了我所有犯罪的罪恶感。
The Lord, thank you for letting me be crucified with Christ.
也感谢你让我与基督一同被钉死。
So it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me.
所以现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Lord, help us believe.
主帮助我们相信。
Because you said if we would just believe,
因为你说只要我们相信，
we would see the glory of God.
我们就可以看见上帝的荣耀。
And Lord, we want to see that freedom, the glory of freedom from the power of sin.
所以主，我们要看到这个自由的荣耀，不再受罪的权势的捆绑。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。